So this morning we're going to do something a little bit different. We want to, those folks that went with us to Uganda, I've asked them to do the impossible, and that is for them to come and very briefly just share like maybe one or just a quick impression from their perspective after being in Uganda and seeing what we saw there. And I say it's impossible because it's almost unfair to ask them to do that briefly to start with and then just to say one thing. But I'm going to ask them to come and just share with us just, I don't know who wants to start. Since you're on your feet, why don't you come up and go first? We were involved in a lot of different ministries, as you'll hear about next Sunday night, just a lot of different things, and each one was played a little different role. But
I mean, they take all the good stuff, right?
No.
I kind of don't even know where to start. It was truly an opportunity of a lifetime, and I'm so excited and so blessed to having gone and also to be back home and to report to you. I can't do this in a nutshell. I just can't. I went over there expecting to be a blessing to those people. But they were a blessing to me. I had the opportunity to give my testimony in our God Range Church, which is a very special church to this church body. And afterwards in the afternoon, as we waited for the Christmas child box distribution, my interpreter came over and sat me down and just encouraged me so much. It just meant so much to me. And then the next day, I was walking back from the construction site and I heard my name spoken and I turned around. It was her again. And she gave me a little booklet. She said, "I have nothing to give you." She said, "but I want you to have this little booklet." It's just a little small, water damaged book, and it just meant so much to me that she had given me, these people have nothing, and she gave of herself, and that just touched my heart so much. It's in my blood. I want to go back. So,
I went primarily to the conferences, to the pastors and the women's conference and the youth conference. I was trying to think how to articulate it and put it into, condense it like this. But if I could sort of describe where we were in a building, no ventilation hardly. I mean, hot, dirty, sweaty, a lot of body sweat, including my own. I mean, if you could picture that type of thing, and we were crammed in there, and I'm thinking specifically of the women's conference. The last one we were at, ended up being over 150 women there. And if you could picture, the demographic group is very similar to our own. We have young moms, we have grandmothers, you know, there's everybody there. And the side, like the aisles, they had laid down mats, you know, because there's not enough room, there were not enough chairs. And then the mats in the back were probably stacked three deep where they're sitting on the mats. And then the sides were probably about that wide, you know, where there was space, but there was no space because they were sitting all up and down the aisle that way. So if you could picture that. And then I was thinking, why in the world would these women come out to something like this and sit for hours on end? I mean, they weren't promised, you know, any gift bags. They weren't promised a great concert, a great speaker. Sorry, guys. But anyway, but I mean, there was nothing there tangible, you know, to draw them there. Because had they come for those particular reasons, they would have taken what they were looking for and then probably left. But instead of the crowd decreasing, it increased. And by the time all was said and done, you know, it was packed. And I was thinking, and I was telling them too, why in the world would we come together? Because there are so many differences more than commonalities. And the bottom line is, it's one Spirit, one Lord. And so it was remarkable that way. And then the youth conference, the same thing. Why would these kids come out and sit for hours on end, you know, to listen to people that, you know, they don't know? And once again, you know, the same thing. And then we also stopped at a Muslim school Sunday morning, and there were 40 plus kids that come out every Sunday morning at a Muslim school, the Christian kids, and they meet together from 9 to 12. You know, why? you know, same thing again. So anyway, that's my take on it. It was quite remarkable that way.
Which just shows we need to edit the speaker's comments from now on. Mary Beth, will you come? And then Tiani? Then Wendy?
Well, Paul already stole my comment of I went over there thinking I was going to be a blessing, but I was blessed so much by all of these people. I went over thinking, I'm just going to go once. I'll get this out of my system. I'll be done. I don't think that's going to happen. it was just such a blessing to go with some of these people and bond with some of them. And even the people over there that you go over, you don't know these people, but they love you so much. And it was such a blessing. I think Tiani's got better things to say. She's the Aaron to my Moses. So, yeah. And that's all I got.
Thank you.
Good morning. If I was in Uganda, I would say Wasazotia, and then you would say John D. So next time I say that, I expect you to respond. Mary and I, we were like a team package over there. This year, I headed up the children's ministry, and usually someone else heads it up, and then I kind of, you know, go along with it. But I got to be the one in charge, so I kind of feel bad for the people that were, you know, working with me. But we had a great time. We went to two schools a day, and our first school, I tried to tell the people that were working with us for the children's ministry on what to expect and how many children to expect, and they're like, okay, yeah, I've worked with kids before. Okay, we pull up to that first school, and there's about 100 kids outside, and then they see our bus, and then they just keep coming out, and all I hear is, oh, my word. Oh, my word. And I mean, our first school had like 580 kids. Okay, 800. I stand corrected. So, yeah. That was the first school that we were with, and Mary Beth and I, now with that I can say Mary Beth. Over there she went by Mary, and I would say Mary Beth, and they'd just look at me like, who's that? We made these bracelets. They're the Wordless Book bracelets. I'm sure you've all heard of that, and if you haven't, learn it. But we had prepped for weeks, and we pre-made 500 bracelets, and we were intending on giving those to the younger kids. And we're like, okay, we'll do that for the younger kids, and then we'll have the older kids make theirs. Well, we went to that first school, and there's 800 children. So all of our pre-made bracelets were gone. So every night we had to get more people to try and help us make some bracelets. We stayed up late under my mosquito net just making bracelets and making bracelets. And then we actually ran out of supplies. And Paul was so good and went out to wherever and came back with beads and all this yarn so we could continue to make those bracelets, continue to share that story with the children, and it was just so great. We also did an Operation Christmas Child distribution. That's my second time that I got to do that, and that was so exciting. I think I enjoyed it more the second time because I got to watch everyone else who hadn't done it before. So if you have packed a box for Operation Christmas Child, or if you haven't packed a box for Operation Christmas Child, pack a box. Not one box, but like 10 boxes or 100 boxes if you can do it, because it does not cost a lot of money. So it's truly a blessing to those children. I mean, I could go on and on, but I'm going to stop because I know that other people need to get up here. But I had a great time. It was awesome. It was a blessing. It was so great to work with all these new people and then to see the people who haven't gone yet and just to see how, you know, they were changed by that. So it was great. Thank you for praying. I didn't get sick, so that was really good. I did get stung on the first day, and my hand was about the size of a softball until the day we left. But yes, that's Wendy's fault. But it was a great trip. So thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. You guys are just as much a part of it as we are. So thank you.
Thank you. I'll be really quick. Like the rest, there's just way too many stories to tell, but we'll cover that next week. As you all know, well, most of you know anyway, I had done some collection for some backpacks to bring to students over there, students that we are currently sponsored for secondary school and then a new group that's going to be going to secondary school. Unfortunately, I got really sick that day, so thankfully Lucretia saved my butt and finished it for me and took the pictures and distributed them. But I was able to sit down with a few of the students, and that's what I wanted to share. The very first child is a new sponsored student. He was a substitute for someone who wasn't able to finish school. And he was the first person who opened the bag and said, "Oh, I've been missing my Bible." And so that was a real blessing to me. And then a couple of children later, I asked them what they like to do. It was one of the questions I asked them. They said, "Sing." And I said, "What's your favorite song? Would you mind singing it for me?" And she sang "What a Friend We Have in Jesus" to me. So those are my two quick ones that really blessed me. And hopefully I can share some more next week. Thanks, guys.
You see, that's what I mean about being impossible. There's just... it's really hard to try to capture it all in just a moment, but I wanted to hear from them. They were a great team, along with a couple of young men from up in the Machias area, and Zach Cole from Waterville, and Ben and Jennifer Bogle came to help with the medical work there from Wisconsin, and Molly Boyd also is a PA, and she came to help with medical work. She's from, I think she lives in Bangor. Anyway, and so it was a great team. It worked out really well. A lot of things were done. And as you've been hearing, a week from tonight, we'll fill in some gaps, some details in between all of that. And it was a wonderful time. God really blessed. And it's hard to wait until next week, but we want to be organized in our presentation and be able to show you some pictures and explain some of the things that we did and what the results were.